Hash the Synoptic Framework, monitoring emerging threat vectors in complex crisis events. The contemporary threat landscape is characterized by complexity and velocity. Large-scale, complex crisis events, such as simultaneous cyberattacks targeting critical infrastructure alongside physical disruption, coordinated disinformation campaigns, or cascading supply chain failures, demand a monitoring paradigm that transcends siloed data analysis. Traditional threat monitoring, optimized for discrete incidents, proves inadequate against these systemic threats. This article outlines the Synoptic Framework, an analytical structure designed to monitor emerging threat vectors by leveraging advanced sensor fusion techniques to synthesize disparate data streams into actionable threat assessments. #I the Analytical Framework, Layered Threat Mapping. The Synoptic Framework operates on a multi-layered approach, mapping the operational environment across temporal, spatial, and modality dimensions. This framework moves beyond simple correlation to establish contextual causality between digital, physical, and informational domains. A domain segmentation, asterisk. Threat vectors are segmented into interdependent domains that must be tracked concurrently. One cyber domain, asterisk, monitoring network anomalies, intrusion attempts, malware propagation, command and control, C2 communications, and data exfiltration patterns across IT/OT environments. Two physical domain, asterisk, tracking sensor data from IoT devices, environmental monitoring systems, physical access logs, utility flow rates, and infrastructure integrity checks. Three informational domain, asterisk, analyzing public discourse, social media trends, news feeds, official statements, and proprietary intelligence to detect influence operations, narrative shifts, and threat actor intent. B. Temporal spatial indexing, asterisk. Data from all domains is indexed using a unified spatiotemporal grid. This indexing allows for the mapping of events onto physical locations and timeframes. For example, correlating a spike in network latency, cyber, with an observed power outage in a specific geographic zone, physical, occurring within a 30-minute window, defines a potential coordinated attack signature. See causal relationship modeling, asterisk. The core analytical step involves building dynamic models to hypothesize and test causal links between the domains. This requires defining baseline operational norms for each domain and identifying deviations that suggest malicious intent or systemic failure. A threat is not merely an anomaly. It is the statistically significant deviation from the established, expected interdependency rules governing the system. #II, sensor fusion techniques for data synthesis. The challenge lies in fusing data streams characterized by vastly different formats, time series telemetry, textual analysis, geospatial coordinates, and inherent noise levels. Effective threat assessment requires sophisticated sensor fusion techniques capable of managing uncertainty across modalities. A. Early fusion versus late fusion, asterisk. Early fusion, asterisk, involves combining raw data streams at the feature level before higher level analysis. This is beneficial for complex pattern recognition where subtle correlations between sensor readings, e.g., correlating network packet size with temperature fluctuation, are critical and requires high computational synchronization. Late fusion, asterisk, involves performing independent analysis within each domain, cyber, physical, informational, and only fusing the resulting threat scores or classifications at a higher level. This approach is robust against modality-specific data corruption, but risks missing subtle, cross-domain correlations hidden within raw feature vectors. B. Cross-modal representation learning, deep fusion. The most effective modern technique involves employing deep learning architectures, such as graph neural networks, GNNs, or transformer models, to learn latent representations across disparate data types. GNNs are particularly suited here because complex crisis events naturally form relational graphs, e.g., a power grid is connected to communication nodes, which are linked to industrial control systems. The GNN maps the relationships between network nodes and physical assets, allowing the model to infer threats based on contextual dependencies rather than explicit feature matching. See uncertainty quantification, asterisk. In crisis scenarios, data reliability is often compromised by adversarial manipulation or sensor failure. Sensor fusion must incorporate rigorous uncertainty quantification, UQ techniques, such as Bayesian inference or Dempster-Shafer theory. This allows the system to assign a confidence score to every derived threat assessment, flagging areas where input data is ambiguous or potentially spoofed, thus preventing overreaction based on erroneous fused signals. #III. Actionable threat assessment generation. The final stage translates synthesized information into decision support outputs. The goal is not just identifying threats, but predicting potential escalation paths and prioritizing response efforts based on synthesized risk profiles. A risk stratification, asterisk. Threats are stratified based on their immediacy, scope, and impact potential. A threat that simultaneously compromises operational technology, physical, encrypts communications, cyber, and generates targeted public panic, informational, is assigned the highest severity index. The framework quantifies this by weighting the interconnectedness of compromised assets. B predictive modeling, asterisk. Leveraging the fused historical data, predictive models project potential future states under various response scenarios, e.g., if attacker pivots from network disruption to physical sabotage within 4 hours. This shifts monitoring from reactive detection to proactive scenario simulation, allowing responders to prepare mitigating actions before full system collapse occurs. #Conclusion. The Synoptic framework provides the necessary analytical architecture for managing emerging threats in complex crisis events. By establishing layered domain segmentation and employing advanced sensor fusion techniques, particularly cross-modal representation learning integrated with uncertainty quantification, intelligence platforms can move beyond reactive alerting. The synthesis of disparate data streams into contextualized, causally linked threat assessments enables intelligence operators to visualize systemic vulnerabilities, predict cascading failures, and deploy coordinated, effective responses against threats operating at the intersection of the digital and physical worlds.